AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The numbers from Hurricane Milton are intimidating. Category 5, with top winds of 160 miles per hour in the Gulf of Mexico. Storm surge possible of up to 12 feet. As much as 15 inches of rain is possible. Lois Smith near Tampa is sandbagging.
Came out here today. We got hit with the last storm. We got flooded. So it's all about prepping this time. So we're getting the sandbags ready to put around the house to prevent what happened last week.
Many people in the region are still recovering from powerful Hurricane Helene. Phil Klotzbach at Colorado State University studies hurricanes.
This one will be a one that goes down, and at least for me, is one of the weirdest years I've ever seen. And, you know, we'll see. But certainly from an impact perspective, unfortunately, you know, obviously a very impactful season.
The center of Milton could come ashore Wednesday in the Tampa Bay area, which has not had a head-on hit by a major hurricane in more than a century. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump suggested migrants who have committed murder did so because it's in their genes, adding there are a lot of bad genes in our country right now. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre responded.
This comes from the same vile statements that we've heard about migrants being poisoned the blood. That's disgusting.
The Georgia Supreme Court halted a ruling striking down the state's near ban on abortions while it considers the state's appeal. The Supreme Court let stand a decision barring emergency abortions that violate the law in Texas. Texas has one of the country's strictest abortion bans. A man whose loaded, unlocked shotgun was used in an accidental death of his 5-year-old grandson was sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for violating Michigan's new gun storage law. One person died, more than 100 others evacuated, as wildfires driven by winds and dry conditions raged through parts of North Dakota. This is AP News. There is a price change for a lottery ticket.
The cost of buying a Mega Millions jackpot dream will soon more than double, but lottery officials say they're confident players won't mind paying more after changes that will lead to larger prizes and more frequent winners. Lottery officials say it will cost $5 to play Mega Millions beginning in April. That's up from the current $2 per ticket. The price increase will be one of many changes to Mega Millions that officials say will result in better odds to win the jackpot, more giant prizes, and even larger payouts. I'm Shelley Adler.
Police in New York say a man and a woman were arrested on assault charges in connection with an assault on former Governor David Patterson and his stepson. Patterson says he suffered bruises and some pain to his head. David Patterson was New York's first and so far only black governor. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.